Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. A decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all people should be counted. This was the first census, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all people traveled to the towns of their births to be counted.
Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which is the city of David. He went with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting her first child. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Joseph named him Jesus.
Bring the torch to the cradle well.
On that same night, there were shepherds in the countryside keeping watch over their flock. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were very frightened. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
The shepherd said, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." They hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and Jesus, who was lying in a manger. The shepherds told everyone what they had seen and heard, and all who heard their story were amazed. But Mary treasured their words and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned to the countryside, praising and glorifying God.
That glorious song.